For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael came ashore in the Florida Panhandle, whipping 155-mile-per-hour winds. National Weather Service Director Louis Uccellini says it's still a dangerous Category 3 storm en route to Georgia.
We still have hurricane-force winds, great circulation system moving right towards southwest Georgia. Very dangerous.
Agriculture in Georgia is in jeopardy with high winds and flooding. Farmers could lose their entire crop, most of which is ready for harvest. Florida Governor Rick Scott says search and rescue crews are out looking to assist people wherever they can.
They're very aggressive right now. These teams are getting out there to assess the damage and to provide any resources anybody needs.
At least one death has been reported. Nearly 400,000 homes and businesses are without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bishop Edward Burns says the list dates back to 1950 through today. In doing so, he joins the bishops of the other 14 Catholic dioceses in Texas in opening their records to release the list of names.
I'm very pleased with my brother bishops in the state of Texas that we're able to exercise and demonstrate a collegiality in bringing the names of the accused forward.
Burns has hired outside investigators, a team made up of former FBI, state troopers, and other experts in law enforcement, to examine their files. All dioceses will publish their lists by January 31st of next year. Austin York, Dallas.
The closing bell couldn't come too soon on Wall Street, the worst drop in the market in over 8 months. The Dow Jones plunged 832 points, and the S&P 500 fell for the fifth day in a row. The blue chips lost more than 3%, and tech-heavy NASDAQ more than 4%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Like California, Oregon, and Washington, and many other states, Canada has now decided to cash in on a lucrative cash crop. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
On October 17th, Canada will become the second and largest country with a legal national marijuana marketplace. Uruguay launched legal sales last year after several years of planning it. It's a profound social shift in Canada promised by the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and fueled by a desire to bring the black market there into a regulated tax system after nearly a century of prohibition. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump has signed into law the Patient Right to Know Prices Act that will lower the cost for the estimated 60% of all Americans that take prescriptions. With more, here's John Clemens.
In addition to the number of all Americans taking prescriptions, you can also include 90% of all seniors who spend as much as $340 billion, including $45 billion, out of pocket a year. Up until the signing, pharmacies were not allowed to tell patients about the best prescription prices. President Trump says progress is being made for all Americans using prescriptions.
Tremendous progress has been made. Where we're making very obvious progress, and you can see it, is we are reducing prescription drugs and the cost of prescription drugs.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.